Moments of Melody, our five-minute visit with you and with you. The story is told of a nobleman who died very suddenly. Immediately his jester ran to tell the servants of the household that their master was dead. He said with gravity, "And where has he gone?" The servants replied, "Why, to heaven, to be sure." "No," said the jester, "I'm certain he has not gone to heaven." Somewhat surprised, the others asked him how he knew their master had not gone to heaven. The jester replied, "Because heaven is a long way off, and I've never known my master to take a long trip in his life, but what he talked about it beforehand and made thorough preparation for it. And I never heard him say a word about this journey, nor ever saw him getting ready for it. Therefore I am sure he has not gone to heaven."
Someday you'll hear God's final call to you to take his offer of salvation true. This could be it, my friend, if you but knew. God's final call, God's final call. How can you live another day in sin, thinking someday with pride
Chapter 12, we have this parable of the Lord Jesus. The land of a certain rich man was very productive, and he began reasoning to himself, saying, "What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops?" And he said, "This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared? So is the man who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God."
Oh, hear his call.
Someone has said, "He who seldom thinks of heaven is not likely to get there."